just telling us something.
Now, Fanny, I believe you told me you were going to get married.
Oh, God, not that.
And, you know, I was seeing your mother. Why, I went down there, and George was farming down there, so I had to go in that evening dresser and wash stand home from the neighbor's house. My mother-in-law had bought from the neighbor, trade the cow first. So your mother and I rode in the back end of the wagon with our feet hanging out, and if you got on down there before we got there, I was just sick of the death to get the ride by the side of her, and I wanted to tell her I loved her, but I didn't do it. I tried to, but I couldn't figure up no way to tell it. So the next time I thought, well, I'll go down now, I'll just tell her all about how much I did love her, and I didn't manage to tell very much about it that time. And she was kind of bashful too, and I was, so I didn't know what to say about it, how to start it. But finally, I made up my mind and went down there another time, and I made up my mind to tell her just exactly how I loved her. And I got started, boy, howdy. I just told her all about it. Don't think I didn't. So I lived for 30 years, and I loved her just about as well as I did when she died as I did when I first seen her. Could have eat her up if I wouldn't. Could have done it. But I had a terrible time raising these young ones. And now here you are, fixing to get married. And think about it, did you have a terrible time of telling your sweetie that you loved him, or did you not? I had the awfulest time in the world of getting that thing lined up there, so I got it lined up while I was pretty well hooked up, I thought, and so I went to school about 3 years and a half. 4 years, something along about that time, and I thought that I never would get married, and I should have married her 2 or 3 times, and she was talking about something else, and she was just so bad, so she didn't know what to say, so she didn't know whether to say yes or no. So finally, I got in the notion of saying yes, and I popped the question to her, and then it wasn't very long till we got married. And the thing was all over. Then, so we were having a mighty nice time ever since. There's a big house full of children and pretty good kids, all of them here, except you, and you've been married and they want to get married again. So I just ring off here and wait a while for the next